Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Justin, I can't thank you enough for doing this for us, you know, every week, but you gotta give us something new. I mean, people love you, but...
Dude, man, I got fucking nothing to say. Fucking you do some shit, man.
Me? I do a lot,
I'm like fucking out of sentences, man. Fucking in my head is nothing.
Fine. Just do one of the classics.
Alright, so what the fuck do you fucking want me to say?
Well, be nice. Welcome the listener. You know, tell them they're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Just be nice.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show.
That's great.
Fuckwit.
Friendship is rare. Do you know what I'm saying to you? Friendship is rare. My derriere. When you find out much later that they don't really care. It's rare to me, can't you see? It's rare to me, can't you see? Oh shit, there's a bear. Could you hand me that shotgun, buddy? Also that chair.
Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
No, didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet. No. No. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, snap!
Welcome, welcome, one and all. To your Tuesday Night Miracle, the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and a place to be, and the thing with the stupidest tagline ever. Something that's not stupid, something that rocks, something from Germany. You guessed it. Rammstein! It's the song that makes me want to learn their language again. Oh, yes. You can hear the love in it, I know you can. Just like you can hear the love whenever this man speaks, your friend and mine. Ladies and gentlemen, the Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, all right, what's up?
Wow. Wow, way to completely fall off of that.
Thank you. What's up?
Forget it. Just forget it.
You know, the way you introduced your song, it wasn't as good as you usually do. You were kind of faded out.
Excuse me? Don't judge the volume, okay? First of all, I am a master of the professional fade out. You are not. Do you understand?
I apologize.
Okay, don't question my skills. And Frank, I chose the song Friendship by Tenacious D today because I realize I'm just a bad friend. I'm not good at friendship. I'm not good at really anything that helps friendship. I'm like, for example, I'm terrible at Facebook. I'm terrible at MySpace. I've just given up. Friendster, I failed that in 1999. I was no good at any of these things. I'm not good at any of them. I can't.
You're a failure.
I'm a failure. I'm a friend failure, Frank.
Right.
I admit that I'm not good. Now, we've been friends for I don't know how long. You know, it seems like days. But,
it does.
Really?
Sometimes.
That long, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, how am I doing as a friend? I'm curious.
I think you're.
I really don't care. That's a little gay. I don't really care. I'm just letting you know that I don't care that I'm a good friend. Okay. I really don't. But sometimes I just realize it. I become more and more aware of it. That I'm just not good. I eventually stop keeping tabs on people. I stop talking to people.
Well,
it's not because I don't like the person. I'll think that the person is my friend for the next 10 years, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I haven't seen that person in 10 years, and I'll try to strike something up with them. And, yeah, let's go out, and it's never the same. And I'm just bad at being a friend, Frank.
When did this start?
1980, when I was born. Came out of the womb, bad friend. Didn't share. Pissed everywhere.
Has anybody ever told you were a bad friend?
No one's really told me. I've just become aware of it. Like,
maybe
Excuse me.
I'm saying maybe you're too self-absorbed with yourself.
I don't think I'm self-absorbed at all. I mean,
you do have a little bit of an attitude sometimes.
How is it that I have an attitude? Explain this to me.
Listen, we all know you have a little bit of an attitude. We all know you think you're better than a lot of people. So let's not kid ourselves here.
Just because I talk to you and I let off some air of superiority, which is justified when I'm talking to you, doesn't mean that I'm self-absorbed and I think the world of myself. You know, I don't think I'm great by any means. Excuse me.
I apologize.
Yeah. So what do you have on camp today? I didn't even bother looking at it.
First off, I want to have an announcement real quick. Boater, a.k.a. Nick, is not in his closet tonight. Thank God he's in his paneled room. Anyway, let's get to the business here. I want to know how you feel about the bad news.
Jesus Christ. Boater is in a 1967 recording studio. He's getting ready to do backup vocals for the Shirelles. Fucking look at this room. Just miserable.
I want to know
By the way, I say look at this room on a radio show, which is amazing. Because that is what everybody does when they want things to be seen, heard, I call it. You say, look at this, but you're actually supposed to just listen closer so that you can hear the very essence of Boater's terrible wood paneling. I do have a soft spot for wood paneling, though. I have to admit it, Frank. I have to admit it. What were you saying before you were completely taken by Boater?
What your take is on the bad news.
Well, what's the bad news? See? I don't know.
Well, are you aware that Rosie O'Donnell's variety show is not going to be picked up? I want to know how you feel about that.
I don't know. How is your community taking that one, Frank?
You're gonna
put on your pink spandex and boy shorts and go parade down the streets in anger?
You've told me something in private. I'm going to say it right here. You told me that at one time you were a little attracted to Rosie O'Donnell.
I never said that. And why do you make up these things? First of all, everybody knows it's a lie because nothing, not even another woman, has ever been attracted to Rosie O'Donnell. No, like she's adopted all these kids. She could never have a child on her own. Not that she would because she's a lesbian, but no one would ever fuck her. No matter any amount of money. Would they fuck Rosie O'Donnell? Okay, I take it back. Maybe some sum of money would allow me to bang Rosie O'Donnell. But she's, by and large, she's disgusting. I mean, Frank, and you make these jokes as though I have some kind of secret, undying love for her. And I should be really broken up about her things. But, well, Frank, I don't know about that.
Well, it was a test trial run, and it didn't go over well, and... what I wonder is, like, whenever she had her talk show on and she had female guests on, do you think she got, like, turned on by the female guests? It was hard for her to concentrate?
Maybe. I mean, it could be. I mean, have you ever been turned on? I mean, that's like saying, have you ever been turned on by another woman around you? I mean, like, that's what she's into. That's her thing. She's not attracted to dudes, even though she pretended to be in love with Tom Cruise.
I have to admit something right now. I did watch part of the show when it was on, and she did this thing where this woman was doing this like striptease type of thing, and she was on stage with her. And I'm wondering if she like got like really excited and wet and everything. And it was a very awkward situation. But I wish her the best.
You were really wondering if Rosie O'Donnell got a little damp.
This girl was stripping on there. It was like one of those strips, like a burlesque type of strip. And I'm wondering if she's like really having a hard time concentrating.
Well, think about it this way: did you get an erection watching it?
No, I did not.
Then why would Rosie get damp down there? I mean, first of all, it's impossible because she has a penis. Second of all, I mean, if it didn't turn you on and you're into chicks, then why would it turn her on? You guys are basically after the same thing. You have the same body style and the same interests in the opposite sex.
I understand.
Rosie O'Donnell, really, if you shaved her head, she might look like you. I'm going to see if I can get her as co-host if you ever, you know, decide to quit, Frank. So you actually dedicated time to watch this?
I happened to have flipped through the channels and I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw that part and I didn't feel comfortable watching it, so I turned it off.
Why didn't you feel comfortable?
I just felt awkward. I felt awkward watching it, and I was embarrassed that I was watching it as well.
But you did watch it. So you just kind of – you became self-aware that you had an interest in watching some kind of a show-toony variety show.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, Frank. Maybe I was a little bit too busy recovering from Thanksgiving.
Tell me about it. Did you go to a nice have a nice home-cooked dinner?
Well, we discussed this very briefly in between an hour and a half of Ed talking about the Arizona Cardinals game and his Mexican hooker. But I had Thanksgiving not at a home-cooked meal, but at a restaurant, Frank, which in the past I've railed against. I've hated the Thanksgiving at a restaurant.
Feels nothing worse.
I've always we've done it a couple times, and every time we've done it, I've always felt stupid. They hand you a menu, and there's one item, the Thanksgiving or whatever. But this was really different. It was a nice place, and I have to admit, I'm completely turned around.
Well, tell me the procedure. Tell me how it was.
Well, it's not so much of a procedure as it is the you know what they had available. They had a lot of stuff. They had a buffet with everything from like pasta salad to pulled pork, barbecue pulled pork, with lots of barbecue sauce, as you say. I don't know why. First of all, as an aside, every time you say sauce and it's pasta, you say it correct. But whenever it's barbecue, you say it differently.
It's the way I was brought up.
How do you say it?
I say barbecue sauce.
Sorry.
And I say...
Well, they had a lot of it all over the pulled pork. They had everything. And to be perfectly honest with you, I got filled up before I even got the goddamn turkey.
Now, what side... Was this with your side of the family or your girlfriend?
I went to my girlfriend's...
Now, what's your girlfriend's name?
Well, my girlfriend's name, for anybody who hasn't, you know, ever listened to you say this and ask this exact question every week, is Amanda. And okay. and her family had,
so it was just the four of you, right?
No, it was about 20 people. Her cousins, her uncles, grandmother. And we all went out, and it was amazing. And by the way, I want to acknowledge Neo, who was saying that you're not a hick. Stop saying sauce that way. You don't have a drawl on any other word but sauce.
That's the way I was raised, Neo. I like to call him Peter, but that's his real name. Thank you.
Wow. Really revealing a whole lot there.
Yes.
So I fill myself up, and I get the turkey. And I'm not even hungry at this point. I've eaten so much stuff.
Right.
And they had a color-coded plate system because people were ordering white meat only. Like and they would come out and they'd get only the white meat, which I think is terrible. You need the dark meat on Thanksgiving.
When you like dark meat sometimes, don't you?
Sometimes.
You told me that.
Well, you know, sometimes dark meat is pretty good. But more often than not, You know, it's what I would like. I like the dark meat. It's moist. It's better. You know, you don't have to put in a lot of work with it. You don't have to spend a lot of time with it. You just kind of, you encounter the dark meat, and then you enjoy it, and then that's it. And then maybe next year you see it again and enjoy it. Now, what do you do? I mean, do you strictly have to have a specific cut of turkey?
Well, I only like the white meat because the dark meat is usually slimy and greasy. We went to my mother's house, and the problem with her is by the time she's done cutting the friggin' thing, it's goddamn cold. I didn't enjoy the thing again. So I had to fucking dunk it in hot gravy, and I still didn't enjoy it.
So
and it smelled awful, too.
So this was Thanksgiving at your mom's house.
My mother's house. It smelled awful. And I let her know it too.
And now what do you call it when you're at your wife's family's Thanksgiving? It's a specific type of Thanksgiving?
It's a Medigan Thanksgiving.
Yes. Now you complained about it last year. You had the, as you say, Medigan Thanksgiving. Yeah. You said that was terrible, it was awful, they treated you poorly. And now you get the complete opposite. You have the traditional, in your eyes, Italian Thanksgiving, and you still can't find anything you like.
Well,
the turkey's cold. It smells. Blah 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 blah. You're a whiner.
First of all, it was cold. It was cold, the turkey. So my mother says, "Well, put hot gravy on it," and that's not the solution. If I'm coming to your house for dinner, you make it the way I like it.
That's not how it works either. You don't go into somebody's house demanding something to be a certain way. You accept what they give you graciously, eat it or don't, and just keep your fucking mouth shut.
And I was kind of pissed off because there was no broccoli, number one. I enjoy a nice cold broccoli salad with the garlic and the olive oil, but the person who was supposed to make it forgot it. So I was pissed off about that. I was pissed off at the fact that my wife, as she was getting out of the goddamn car, dropped the goddamn stuffing all over the goddamn street. So I had no goddamn stuffing. And I like stuffing.
So she dropped it all over the street.
She dropped the goddamn Corningware, Pyrex, whatever the fuck you call it, all over the friggin' street. So I'm there picking up stuffing celery.
Why would you pick it up?
Well, I'm not going to leave the glass there.
Pick the glass up. Don't pick the stuffing up. You're making it sound like you're trying to salvage little bits.
Can I be honest with you and don't make fun of me?
Sure.
Like, there was a piece of stuff that, like, I could tell did not touch the street part, and I tasted it.
What? That is against everything.
It didn't touch the. It did not touch the street. It was up high on a mound. So I just touched it. But I think I got a little piece of glass in my tooth.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to Christ.
Oh, my God. You are a complete mess.
But, of course, I made her feel awful for dropping the goddamn stuffing and ruin everybody's fucking holiday.
I never knew that this is being brought up in our chat room. You can go to hearustalk.com if you ever catch the show live. It's 9 to 11 Tuesday nights. If you're downloading this, well, then you've downloaded, so don't even fucking bother. Fuck yourself. You know what? Eat shit. Thank you for downloading. But eat shit. I've never met a germaphobe who employs the 5-second rule. If you want food bad enough, you'll pull it out of a pile of shit just to get a taste.
No, let me explain to you. It was a mound. It was like a little mountain, a little hill of stuffing.
And you just took the top part.
I took the tippy top part because I wanted to taste it. She made a new recipe. I mean, at least let me taste the fucking thing.
Well, you mentioned last week that if she tries something new, if it's not the same way she's cooked it, you know, this is a complete catastrophe.
Right, exactly.
Well, why would you want to try it then? You know that it's different ingredients.
Well, to be honest with you, I get stuffing once a year. So this time I took the challenge and I figured I'd taste it. And it wasn't bad. To be honest with you, it was pretty damn good. But I just made her feel awful, as you can imagine.
I can imagine. You reamed her out last week. Just because you know, in your eyes, she messed up stuffed peppers. You made it a whole big fucking thing. So now, Thanksgiving Day, the one time you get stuffing, she gets out of the car, tries to get herself out of the car. You don't even open the door, offer to help, nothing. She maybe takes a tumble, the stuffing goes in the lawn on the gravel and all that shit. And then you throw a fucking fit, like it's her fucking problem. And you're sitting there empty hands, probably. Did you have anything in your hands? Were you carrying anything in? Were you helping in any way? Why am I asking?
I don't know if I was carrying anything.
Yeah, of course you weren't. You are the self-absorbed person. You go to somebody's house. They have to have things prepared exactly to your liking. Your wife uses a different ingredient, maybe to try something different or improve something she knows is a little bland. And you throw a fucking shit fit, refuse to eat it, and spit it in the dog's faces. Well, you're a nightmare of a human. I don't know how you're married still.
Let's just say that there was no broccoli, and you know you got to have broccoli, and there was no stuffing.
I do enjoy broccoli. I do enjoy broccoli. As an Italian person yourself,
half. You're aware of cold broccoli with the garlic and the olive oil.
You say that with such enthusiasm.
Because we don't make it the hot way with the butter. We make it with the olive oil.
You're really going all out for the broccoli, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I do. I'm familiar with the cold broccoli with a little lemon on it. It's nice.
You got it. You know what I'm talking about.
You got it with the olive oil. I put some olive oil on the broccoli. Olive oil. You really put your heart and soul into saying the names of various fats that are going to flavor the vegetable.
Is there a particular vegetable that you have to have on Thanksgiving?
There is. You know what? It's a heartbreak if you go to Thanksgiving dinner expecting a certain side from somebody that makes it, and they don't make it, and you have to try to eat somebody's substitute. Like, for example, the stuffing, obviously. Everybody likes the stuffing. But another thing is the cranberry sauce. If you come at me with like a fucking twig and berry cranberry sauce and you don't give me the one that is clearly just a fucking cut and slices can mold, I'm going to be upset. I like the fake cranberry sauce with where you can see the ridges of the can on the side. I need that. I don't want any fucking slurry of vegetables. I don't want to know that it's a real food.
Those whole cranberries are just awful. They get stuck in your teeth. They get stuck in your throat. It's just disgusting. And shame on
anybody. The canned cranberry sauce, you can cut it into as thin a slice as you need, but I'll cut it thick because I'm going to make a sandwich. I'm going to use it as the cheese for my turkey cheeseburger. If you understand what a turkey cheeseburger is, it's just a slice of turkey with cranberry sauce in place of the cheese put on a biscuit as beef and cheese would be on a bun. So it has nothing to do with the cheeseburger. I'm just a retarded kid at 10 years old and have decided that this is what it's going to be called for the rest of my fucking life. A turkey cheeseburger. But it warrants itself, it lends itself very, very well for using as a slice on a sandwich. Don't fucking give me the potpourri style fucking cranberry sauce with an orange wedge in it.
And then sometimes they have raspberry, orange, different flavors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking cranberry sauce. It's not difficult to fucking do. You open a can, you know what? Don't even fucking slice it. Put it out there like a stick of butter and let people take what they want. Just like right off the top. Take a little cranberry sauce, Pat. Throw it on your plate and stir it up.
Now I will say it's very, very difficult to get that slice of sauce on your
slice
fork
of what?
And sauce.
Oh.
When you try and get it, it breaks all over the place, and it's awful that way. But it's damn good. Is that the only time you have cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving?
You know what? I don't have cranberry sauce enough. I don't have it enough. It is the only time that we have it. And, you know, I think it would work with other foods. I want to see it introduced into other meals. People get the turkey club at a diner, and they get maybe a little one of those little paper cup things that they either put coleslaw or fucking cranberry sauce in. But apart from that, it's Thanksgiving. That's the only time you get it, really.
Do you eat that little white container of cranberry sauce or coleslaw when you get it?
When I'm at a diner and they give me the little what looks like the container I'd put ketchup in at a fast food place?
Yes.
I do. I like coleslaw, and if that's the only way I'll get it, then that's how I'm going to have to take it.
You ever have coleslaw that's real creamy?
Have what?
Coleslaw that's real creamy.
You're from New Jersey. You are not from Montgomery, Alabama.
Are you aware that we have listeners? We have listeners, aka Ruth Ann, who is from the Deep South. She's from Georgia.
She knows that you're from New Jersey. You don't need to put local flair and start talking about the wonderful gifts at Cracker Barrel just to make someone in Georgia feel nice.
I apologize.
Sauce?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, God.
But it is underrated.
You enjoy that. I would think you'd be a little skeeved out by that. Some people don't like it. They leave it there.
I love it. Sometimes I make popsicles out of it, too.
What? How do you make a popsicle? Oh, what? Cranberry sauce? I thought you were talking about coleslaw.
No. You take the can. You they have like miniature cans of it. Like not only the 8 ounce can, but they have like a smaller can. And as a kid, I used to cut open the can and put a little stick in it and put it in the freezer, and I had a cranberry sauce.
That is the most vile and disgusting thing in the world. You need the cranberry sauce to cool down the hot. That's why you have it.
You like the combination of hot and cold.
You cool down the hot.
You were a fan of the McDLT, weren't you?
Well, if I had been 50 years old like you are now, then maybe I would. They haven't had that in years, the McDLT.
It was discontinued in the late 80s.
It was, much like New Coke, which is why I have this delicious Coca-Cola classic.
Are you sure about that?
I am sure about that.
Now, do you drink it with caffeine or without caffeine?
I need caffeine. Oh, yes. You hear that? That's delicious. I really do need to get back to my usual drinking habits. The champagne of beers. The dollar store seltzer. I have my go-to drinks, Frank. Do you have a go-to drink?
I like Crystal Light iced tea. And I like...
ballet and daytime TV and sucking cocks.
And I like a Diet Pepsi. I prefer Pepsi over Coca-Cola.
Jeez. Crystal Light is the most feminine / gay... Not that gay is bad, obviously. Drink ever. Ever. I understand people use it as a mixer. That mans it up a bit. But if you're just drinking pure Crystal Light, it's bad. Very, very bad. I don't know, Frank. I don't know. Thanksgiving was wonderful, though. I'm turned around on the restaurant idea. You've never done that.
I've done it once.
How did it go?
I did not like it. That's all I'll say. I didn't like it.
Nothing to report.
It wasn't, you know, we're talking like 15, 20 years ago. You know, I don't remember the specifics, but it just was not a good experience. Not that this current one was that good either.
Was this because you were having your crisis at the time, the 1989 meltdown?
No. This was way before that. I was a kid pretty much, and this was way before that. But, you know, it's whatever. It's all done, and now it's time for Christmas and decorations and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, Black Friday, that was always fun. You ever do that?
Why do you have to say that?
What?
I mean,
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Whatever. You gotta, whatever. That's just not a nice thing to say.
No, explain it to me. Why is Black Friday not nice to say?
Because you're making a derogatory statement, and it's not called for.
I don't know. Well, we have a caller here real quick in regards to my comment about Black Friday. Who's this? Oh, it's Mike Nice.
Ridiculous.
Oh, and then he hung up. I'm sorry. Mike Nice, listen, I'm sorry. We'll call it African American Friday. I don't know. What should we call it?
Black Friday is hocus pocus. It's bullshit. Black Friday is not the busiest Black Friday is not the busiest shopping day of the year. The busiest shopping day of the year is the Saturday before Christmas. Okay, how people think that Black Friday is the busiest shopping day of the year, I'll never know.
By the way, we have a feedback coming in that says, what math are you using when 15 years ago was way before 1989? You fucking loser. I didn't even catch it. Didn't even catch it. Thank you very much, anonymous feedbacker. Holy shit. So... You do your shopping obviously last minute, or do you even do the shopping anymore? Your wife does it all, right?
Of course, you know.
Yeah,
that.
You know why? Because it's something that you have to do, and she's still alive, so she's gonna do it. Because right. She's your fucking slave. You give her a ring 20 years ago, listen, or whatever it was, and now she's indebted to you forever.
I prefer indentured servant, but if you want to call it, you will.
Just miserable. Yeah. So. It came and went. People were putting up their decorations. Are you gonna get into the spirit, Frank?
You know what the problem is? I dread it every year because first of all, I never remember where I put the lights. Number one, and number two is I never know where to start as far as what end of the house do I start on so that I'll be able to connect it to an outlet. I don't know if I start on the right side of the house or the left side of the house. Sometimes I'll start on the wrong side, and by the time I get to the end, I have to rip them out and start all over again.
You actually put them on the house?
Yeah. Why?
See, you're a very brave man. I would never do it. I would never do it. I prefer instead driving around and looking at the poor, unlucky fucks who are going to be pulling staples out of their house or whatever the fuck in February. I'd like to look at the lights. I would never put them up. ever.
I have genuine. You know the blow up ones that put the air in it and they blow up on your lawn. Okay, I have the genuine Frosty the Snowman, as well as the genuine Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with the genuine Santa Claus.
Why are you saying genuine? I mean, because are there Jamaicans selling bootleg ones on fucking bedspreads in the city? How would you get something that's not genuine? It's either a fucking Frosty the Snowman or a Rudolph.
All right, may I finish, please? It's not a generic snowman. It's Frosty the Snowman. It's got a little label that says Frosty the Snowman. And as far as Rudolph, it's the actual genuine Rudolph with the genuine Santa from the Rankin and Bass Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer videos that we all loved as a kid.
Wow. Well, at least it has a little tag that people will definitely see while speeding by your house. They'll know that you didn't skinch and get a knockoff.
No matter how I do it, though, my it never looks. First of all, they always fucking fall over, number one. And number two is my lights never look as good as anybody else's. How do you feel about people who mix and match the lights? That was a taboo when I was a kid.
Oh, when you go and you see somebody's house, they have like all white and then like one strand of the multicolor.
Yes.
On the outline of the house. I kind of sympathize, but it looks terrible. Like you realize the guy got all the things up. He just hurried and threw it and then he lit it up. He sees it and he's like, I'm not fucking changing it. Fuck it. I don't care. But I have a problem. Like things have to be lined up for me. I don't know. It might be some kind of mild OCD, but when I see a house and the fucking lights are going one way and this way and that, I'm like, well, it looks like shit. Why did you even bother? And then you see another house that has every light perfectly laid out on every crisp outline of every window, every ridge on the roof, and it looks fucking amazing. And I say, you know, I'll never get it that fucking good.
Neither will I.
I will never try it. But you try every year. Every year you try?
I try. I'm not successful at it, but I try. I like the icicle lights, but I have icicle lights that are not. I don't like the white icicle lights. I like the colored ones, and I have.
Easy, God.
Excuse me. I like the. I specially ordered these. They came special order. They're red, green, and white icicle lights. You don't see them too often.
Do you understand the concept of the icicle light is so that it looks like there's lit up icicles? What the fuck kind of rocket pop bullshit are you having? You're trying to create the illusion that fucking ice pops have melted and are now fucking sliding down your gutters. It looks fucking stupid.
And a lot of times there's icicle lights that are a lot longer than others. Some people have icicle lights that come down almost to the fucking sidewalk. They're so long. I can't find them anywhere. The ones I got are all fucking short.
The ones that are pre-made are terrible. It's the one strand of lights where they have the offshoot strands and they're always wrinkly. They never straighten out.
Yes, exactly.
They look awful. The original icicle lights were supposed to be looped. They were
really?
Supposed to, yeah, they were supposed to be looped and then you got that real effect. That's how it really went. It looked like little icicles. Now they have the little ones that fucking short out after 6 months. I mean, the utmost in laziness, like if you go by somebody's house and you see the hedge where it looks like a perfect arrangement of lights, you know for a fact that they're using my favorite Christmas decoration invention, the net light. You take a plug, you take this fucking thing, and you throw it on the hedge. And when the little tape breaks, oh well.
And
throw
and, you know,
the fucking thing out and buy a new one.
And you know, as far as I'm not that handy, so once I have a strand of lights where the light bulb goes out, it's fucking garbage.
I wouldn't even
know where to begin to fix that. They give you these two fucking light bulbs in a little baggie. It looks like a little goddamn dime bag at the end of the thing. I don't know what to do with those things.
There's 500. There's 500 lights on that strand. I'm gonna go through and check each one and match it up.
I have to throw them all out. I have to throw the fucking thing out. It's a big waste.
Oh, my God. Blueberry Storm is checking in with my mom saves all those bags. She saves the lights and puts them in the button drawer. Right, Seinfeld? Yes. It's insane. I mean, just if it doesn't work, throw it the fuck out. But there is something, though, that I learned over the years. If half of your strand lights up, it's garbage. If none of it lights up, it's salvageable. You could change the fuse in the end. That's all. Change the fuse and it'll all work again. But if half of them are lit up and half of them are not, throw it out. You're never going to fix it. You're never going to fix it.
It's not so bad when there's a couple in the middle, but like, yeah, absolutely. It's just what you said. And then And then it's sort of like December 20th or 19th, and you just don't give a fuck anymore. Yeah. You don't care if they all go out because it's almost over. And how do you – what is your protocol with getting rid of the decorations after New Year's Eve or what?
No, I'm not you're supposed to keep them up until like January 9th or I don't know what it is. I don't know what the date is because I don't care. I don't decorate. I hate it. Decoration is the job for a woman. You'll do this. You'll put lights on the house, but you won't go out and buy a gift for somebody. You treat your wife like a goddamn secretary.
My wife does all the inside decorating, and I do the outside decorating because I'm a man. I bear through the elements.
I would leave them up. That's why I don't have any desire to put lights on a house.
I've been to people's houses where they were still up in fucking August. I mean,
and then people call them, you know, assholes, the, you know, trashy, whatever. But they probably did such a great job that they know they'll never replicate it. Why not just leave it up? If it blends in, whatever. Looks trashy.
It's the epitome of laziness. And when I go past people's houses and they still have their lights up, I actually get angry to myself. And I get angry. I says, why are these people have their lights up? And if they're like out in their driveway, I'll just give them a dirty look or something like that.
Well, that's because you know you have to take yours down. You had to go up on that roof, pull out all the little staples, do all that shit, wrap it up, roll them up nicely, put them away. And this guy didn't do it. And that's exactly what you want to do, but you know you couldn't. And now you have to show anger at this complete stranger who is just a lazy man.
I take mine down on Christmas morning.
Christmas morning? So before or after the kids open the gifts?
Oh, after, of course.
Of course. So here's your gifts, and I'm going to go tear down Christmas and put it away on Christmas.
Yeah. Awful. Because at that point, I'm tired of looking at it.
I hate Christmas music. I hate Christmas decorations. But I attribute that to having worked at Frank's Nursery and Crafts.
Now, that's defunct, that place, isn't it? Because you brought it down, right?
I brought it down. Took it down. No, it's, it just went out of business. Walmart and Home Depot.
Was it out of business while you were working there or after you left there?
Like a couple years after I stopped. I went to school, and then I stopped working there.
Did you ever meet Frank?
Frank has been dead since like 1930. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Fuck Frank. It's awful. I mean, well, the thing is, if you work retail during the holidays, you're going to be burned out on Christmas. You're not going to want to have anything to do with it. You hear the same six songs over and over again. I heard the distant hand again on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Silent night. Over and over again. And it's a different version. It's a different version. Oh, we get the fucking Jessica Simpson version of fucking Silent Night. Fucking garbage. I hate it.
I have to have the original version that was made popular, aka the Burl Ives, things of that nature. I have to have the original version.
Andy Williams sings Christmas.
I have to have the versions that were made popular. I cannot have these Hey Santa by Wilson Phillips or whatever the fuck you're calling.
The fucking the Christmas songs are the worst. I just can't stand them. If you're gonna do one, come out with something new. Like, you know, Run DMC had Christmas Time in Hollis, Queens or whatever. That was new. That was good. That was fine. But I don't need somebody redoing 12 Christmas songs and calling it an album. The Christmas album is basically the brand new greatest hits. Like, when you have nothing new to come out, based on the time of year, you're either going to be putting out a greatest hits record or a fucking Christmas album. That's all you have when you have no more original thoughts. Repackage old shit and redo shit that's been done a million times and put it out there. I guarantee you, though, Frank, as staunchly against the Christmas album, the new version, as you seem to be, Bon Jovi comes out with a fucking Christmas CD, you're buying it. I guarantee you.
First online.
Well, they already did that, and they're called Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Yeah, that's what that is. We went and saw them like 3 years in a row. We're not going to see them again.
Why not?
It's the same. The show doesn't change. They have a black dude that comes out in a tuxedo and tells some tale. And in between, there's fucking rock songs. And that's it. And then there's some fire and all that. And the black guy talks, I went into a pub and there before me was Santa Claus. And then they go into that fucking... And it's just like, I'm done with this fucking shit. I'm done with Christmas at
that point.
You
know how I feel about that? The Christmas special at Radio City Music Hall. I went about 3 times. It's the same fucking show every time. It's boring.
Oh, God, that Radio City Music fucking thing. If you've seen it in the last 10 years, don't fucking ever see it again. Don't. Oh, they've added 3D. You can put glasses on. Put some glasses on your face. Oh,
yes, it's funny that the fucking wooden soldiers fall like dominoes, okay? It's funny.
Oh, we've seen it every year. And is that really that fucking advanced of a move for people that can do fucking backflips and full splits? Really? You can carefully fall down into somebody behind you? I give a fuck. Who cares? Gives a shit. Oh, look, there's a million Santas! This is well worth $150 to sit in the furthest seats. Just fucking terrible. Now, how do you feel about the Christmas specials, though? I mean, is there any part of the season that you enjoy?
I do like Christmas. I try to get into the spirit of it. I like to smell some of the, like, my mother gave me some of the ornaments I had as I was a kid, and they retain the smell that I remember as a kid.
That Christmas, like, decoration box smell.
Exactly.
Musty. Evergreen and like dust. Exactly. It smells like evergreens, must, and just dander and filth. And it's a nice aroma. It does take you back. You have to go into that crawl space, pull out these fucking disintegrating boxes of fucking bows and shit, and help people decorate. It's just, I'm so done with it. I'm just fucking done with it. And here I am holding a red can, wearing a green shirt, looking like the most ready for Christmas ever. Have you ever owned or worn a Christmas sweater?
What do you define as a Christmas sweater?
You know, like the red sweater with the white snowflake or reindeer. Yes, I have. A really horrifically ugly sweater.
I have had a reindeer sweater. Yes,
I do have one. Tell me about yours. I want to show you.
I don't have, but this is when I was
just
a kid.
Just keep talking, for fuck's sake.
I apologize. It was just reindeers with snowflakes. What else can I say?
Excuse me? I want to show you my Christmas sweater. And this is as close to a Christmas sweater as I'll get. And I'll wear it once a year.
You're wearing a green t-shirt.
I am. But right here, you'll see. And these aren't even snowflakes. It's a red sweater with fucking white little diamondy patterns that can be confused as being snowflakes. And that's as close to it as I'll get. Because I happen to think that Christmas sweaters, while they're horrifically ugly, and that's some kind of irony, some kind of fun thing to do, to dress like a complete asshole for a holiday, they're gross, they're awful, and they're wrong.
What about those homo guys who wear the Christmas hats? What do you think about those things?
Wait a minute. You're calling every guy that wears the Santa Claus hat a homo?
Well, I mean, how do you feel about those? Have you ever worn those hats?
Yeah, I've worn them. I have a confession to make. When we went to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, my girlfriend, I'm waiting. Well, her name is Amanda. Usually you ask.
Well, you already told us.
Well, I'm sorry. You usually ask about 3 times a show.
I apologize.
Her dad was handing out Santa hats.
Oh, boy.
So Amanda had her own. Her parents, you know, had them both on. He's like, I got one for you. I'm like, you know, that's all right. Don't worry. I didn't want to wear it. And then you go there, and I'm like the only person not wearing it. But I still felt,
you felt
a little
gay.
No, I didn't feel gay because I didn't wear it. If I had worn it, I would feel a little gay. I refused. I could tell he felt a little bad that I didn't take him up on it. Like I think he wanted to roll in there with everybody with Santa Claus hats on, but I just couldn't do it. Have you ever, I mean, you've worn one, right? In public?
No, never in public.
Now,
no.
Why? It's not. There's nothing bad about it. It does feel a little bit off, but why do you refuse?
I just feel awkward, you know, same reason why you don't wear it. Hmm. It's nothing special, you know. Let's be real.
316-768-4472. Holy shit, you have to turn off whatever you're listening to so that we can talk to you on the phone. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Ruth Ann.
Hey, it's our new friend. What's going on?
Ruth Ann. Ruth Ann, how are you? Now, you are from Georgia. You're the listener that Frank was talking about a little while ago, right?
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn you down on the computer.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm trying to...
Don't drop any sauce on it.
Okay.
Okay. So...
Now, just a little back history. We met Ruth Ann today. She's originally from New York. She lives in Georgia now, and she's had a pretty tough life. A recovering drug addict, was once homeless. And I was wondering if I'd be able to just ask you a couple of quick things, if I don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, if these questions offend you in any way, please do not answer. Okay? Now, you mentioned to me that you were homeless for a while in the Washington, D.C. area. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have to ever do anything illegal in order to score a hit, if you will?
No.
No?
I didn't have to.
Yes. Have you ever had to sell yourself for drugs?
That's three.
Yeah.
Now, listen to me. That's three questions, and you know what the time on the wall is, Frank. I hope you do. One second.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Oh, yes, that's right. It's this part of the show where Frank is unleashed to ask whatever he feels like he wants to ask. If you're offended,
listen,
then too bad. I'm sorry.
No. Listen, Ruth Ann, I don't know you very well. We just met tonight. And like I said, I live a very sheltered life.
Yes.
I don't go out much. And you live a lifestyle that I can only dream of.
So now Ruth Ann.
Why would you want to live like that?
Well, no, what he's saying is it's not that he dreams to be a former homeless drug user who has sold themselves to get from up under. He's just interested in hearing how other people live, alternative lifestyles, interesting jobs.
I don't live like that.
Well, I understand you currently don't, but you did, right?
For a short time.
Yeah, for a short time. He's interested in hearing this story, especially that you progressed from it. You are now in a home that you own.
Well, I've been up and down a million times. I mean, I've never, been down and out for real long because I'm smart.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you this question. Now, you, your drug of choice was cocaine. Isn't that correct? That's what you said before, right?
No, she don't like.
Yeah.
She don't like cocaine.
Okay. Now, how is that consumed, the cocaine? Is that taken in pill form, or how is that now?
You are joking, right?
Like I said, I'm very unfamiliar with this territory.
Cocaine, Frank, for those who don't know, it consists of chopped up Nuprin and Comet cleanser. That's what cocaine is. Just to let
everybody
know.
Let's cut to the chase here, okay? And like I said, if these questions make you uncomfortable, I apologize. You can tell.
Okay, so you were
mentioned that. Apologize.
Okay, Frank, let me take over here. A second.
Go for it.
So, Ruth Ann, you've lived an up and down life. You're currently up. Do you ever see that you might slip back into that old your old ways?
I hope not.
But do you think that it might happen again?
Nah, I'm getting a little too old for this. Not that age really matters.
Okay. But now you've said that you've done coke and lots of it, and you've sold yourself to
not make... not really. I mean, not the way that you think.
What, like you mowed lawns or something?
Like,
really, how else could
you
sell yourself?
Something like that?
No, not like that.
How?
Well, what do you mean?
It's kind of hard to explain.
No,
I had a friend who...
Was his name Ed?
Oh, in other words, you would befriend a gentleman and have sex with him because he would give you drugs, but it wasn't necessarily a one-night stand type of thing.
No, I knew this person a long time.
Oh, okay. Now,
so, matter of fact, I went to jail for
so
him.
So you were bartering.
Wait. You went to jail for him?
Uh-huh.
How long were you in jail for?
Not very long, because, oh, God, if you knew half of it.
Well, I'd like
well,
to know.
Why don't you tell us? We'd Come love on. To know all of it.
Okay, I'll tell you part.
All right, tell me part. Let's go.
Okay, basically, I was, I had a couple black people in the car. And that's
excuse,
only
a couple, a couple of what people?
Black.
Oh.
That's why I got stopped.
Yeah, because that is illegal, actually, to have them in your car.
No, I don't
they
think
They need
so,
to ride up front with you, not be back in the trunk.
Well, you would have thought that it was. I actually got stopped for a cracked windshield, and then they told us to get out. There was a pipe on the floor, but it was on his side of the floor. It was his. And
wow.
When we got out, he said that he was going to have 3 strikes, and all I would get was a misdemeanor, but it didn't quite work that way.
So you, take, you actually... You lived through a situation where someone else's pipe was on the other side of the car, and they said it was yours?
No, they didn't say it was mine.
But it ended
he
up...
He asked me to take the rap. He was going to see 22 years for 2 priors that he had.
Wow.
And it would have been 3 strikes, you're out. And he said it was going to be nothing because it was none but paraphernalia. There was no drugs in the car. Nobody had no drugs. And they took it. And they sent it out to the lab. It came back positive for cocaine, and I was charged with felony possession of cocaine, even though it was residue in a piece of paraphernalia.
Wow. So how long did you get put away for?
I didn't. I got kind of scared, and...
You ran?
I took off, went to another state, was stupid enough to go to a bar one night, get a little bit drunk... Cut off a cop, got maced because they thought I was going to hit him, and I was actually going to close the door on my truck because the truck door was open, and they hit me with the mace, and then I got extradited back to the home state.
My next question is, like, what kind of release form does cops make you sign when you're on the show? Because this is exactly from every episode I've ever seen. I mean... This is an amazing
kind of
story.
Release forms. What release forms?
I'm saying, never mind. I'm dumbfounded at the extraordinary sequence of events that you've gone.
Did you
through.
Ever have to eat out of a garbage can?
No.
Did you ever have to sleep outside overnight in the cold weather?
Mm-mm.
Then how
were you homeless?
Person are you?
I went to a homeless shelter.
Oh, you had a home, though. Come on.
Oh,
what kind of,
well.
If I'm borrowing, somebody's shoes,
be
I'm
homeless.
Not shoeless.
Huh?
I mean, if you have a shelter and you're homeless, you're really not homeless then.
Well, it's a homeless shelter. It's not like,
that,
you know.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. That's cheating.
Yeah.
That's cheating. You cheated.
Oh, well.
Yeah, if Shoeless Joe Jackson played with Ty Cobb's cleats, they wouldn't call him fucking Shoeless Joe Jackson. Sorry.
But listen.
Okay,
now,
I got a juicy one for you then.
Now, you come from, you said that you come from a family, have a couple of brothers and sisters, you know, you had, you said you don't get along with your father, your mother you get along with.
My mother's dead.
Yeah, you said something about your father, he was, your mother put him away for something, or?
No, I tried to.
And what was that reason for?
Incest.
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Incest.
Your father had sex with you?
No. My sister. Who did
oh, God, lucky you. Whew.
Your father had sex with you. Yeah, you're positive he had sex with your sister.
Oh, yeah.
Now, well, I mean, how do you know? I mean, did she say it or did he admit
it? He has never said it.
Did you ever catch him in the act?
My mother did.
Wow.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
What position was he in?
Oh, get fucking through. Yeah, what a bitch.
Listen, do you ever, and now what I'm going to ask you is an awful question, but I want you to be honest with me. Did you think your sister ever enjoyed it?
Oh, Jesus
No,
Christ.
I don't.
Okay.
Wow. Because, I mean, was it for a lack of your dad's cock size? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be out of line. I'm sorry.
No, actually, there's nothing real funny about it if you want to think about it. First he did it, and then he beat the shit out of her to prove to her that he was going to kill her.
Jesus
so
Christ.
If you see any humor in that,
I don't find any humor.
I don't find
in
any.
It.
I don't find any.
That's major demented.
Listen, Ruth Ann, I don't find any humor in a toothy blowjob. That should be a lesson to all you kids out there to keep the teeth off, or else you'll catch a beating.
Now let me ask you a question. This affected your sister. You said she's had some trouble because of this. Is your father still with us now?
Yeah.
And you said he recently got married, right?
Yeah.
Again? Do you think
is your sister jealous?
Was your sister invited to the wedding?
I guess so. She was there.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Why would she go to the wedding?
Holy shit, you don't invite ex-girlfriends to the wedding.
That's not an ex-girlfriend.
Does the new wife know that what he did to her?
I have no idea. I haven't even met her.
So there's no relationship with her then?
I've never met her.
Oh.
I'd like to, but I haven't met her.
Do you think you'll ever see your father again?
No.
Do you still love your father?
Never did.
Oh, you never did?
Oh.
Even before you knew that he was really sticking it to your sister?
We were so young at that time.
That's how he likes him. Now, let me ask you something here about the whole relationship with your family. I mean, it's safe to say you grew up with no authoritative figures.
Sure I did.
I mean, would you attribute most of your misfortune to that?
No.
What do you attribute your
own path and your own road.
So, what do you attribute all your downfalls to?
Needing to be accepted.
So you tried to measure up to people to try and find a place where you fit in?
Pretty much, and because ultimately, I wasn't accepted.
And ultimately, that led you to the path of, promiscuity and drug use. Was it because you were passed over with your father, picking your sister instead of you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Although that's been a thought.
But be honest, were you a little bit jealous? And be honest, because she was getting all the attention?
Well, we didn't, as kids, we didn't know that, we kind of knew, but we didn't really know because my mom tried to take him to court. But in the late 1960s, that wasn't much of an option back then. Unless the child themselves come out and say that this is what happened, it's let out of court. My mother tried to get an apartment in Queens, and she needed a man's signature. She needed a husband's signature. I mean, she shows up on the doorstep with three, older children and one toddler, and, she couldn't get a place to live.
Ruth, I wanted to ask you, at any point in time during your promiscuity, did you ever have relations?
There wasn't much of that, by the way.
Excuse me?
There wasn't very much of that.
But when it happened, did you ever have relationships with Lax Player 42?
What?
Did Lax Player 42 ever enter your homeless shelter?
Who the hell is that?
He's a guy that goes from homeless shelter to homeless shelter. He just tries to pick up on
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. Oh. I mean, you probably did. You might not even have known. I would say at one point or another, every woman has had sex with Lax Player. Oh, I see. Have you ever been intimately involved with an African American gentleman?
No.
No. From the South. Okay, I see. That's fine. So, I'm dumbfounded. You've lived a life. You've had a tough row to hoe, as they say.
Because I made it that way.
But honestly, did you you wanted it that way? You're saying
no, I didn't.
You just made mistakes.
Made a lot of them.
Are there any that you don't regret? Are there any mistakes that you think made you a better person?
Not really.
Have you ever had relationships with animals?
Hell, what the hell?
Well, no, I see an animal on your bed right now, and I wasn't sure if there was some kind of correlation. I apologize if I offended you in any way.
No, I have five dogs. And a
five dogs?
I thought you said you didn't have sex with black guys.
Wait. Hey, cut that out.
I just misunderstood. I don't know which slang is in and which is out anymore. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, listen, Ruth, I just want to say you're an inspiration to a lot of us out here. I've been thinking about actually taking up cocaine myself.
What?
because you know, I am looking to lose a few pounds. I know I can thin you up a little bit.
No, apparently it can't.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying apparently it can't. Would you recommend cocaine use for Germ Freak?
No, I wouldn't.
What does cocaine even feel like? Does it feel like drinking the Coca-Cola? I mean, what is it like?
Apparently, it feels like jealousy when your dad's deciding to fuck your sister, not you.
I want to know what cocaine is like so I can
experience
it. I'm
going to tell you, but you keep yapping.
I apologize.
Okay. If you snort it, it just speeds you up. If you shoot it, your feet come through your head.
Wow.
And your ears ring. Kind of like you're talking in a tin can, and almost the same with smoking it.
Did your dad have a big set of balls?
What the fuck? How do I know?
That's an awful question.
Well, yeah, you know, girls talk.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Let me just wrap this up properly, New Style. Listen, Ruth, I want to thank you for calling. I really admire you.
What the fuck did I say differently? Go ahead. No, continue.
I admire you for picking yourself up and you're a hero to a lot of people, and I want to thank you for calling. And please don't be a stranger.
Thank you very much. Bye. And and don't forget, when you eat pulled pork, you need to put some sauce all over it. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. HearUsTalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. Be sure to check out Best in Show Radio, also heard on HearUsTalk.com. Best in Show Radio is doing 5 days of straight entertaining talk radio starting tomorrow, Wednesday, December 3rd through Sunday, December 7th.
December 3rd through 7th. We are going to give you 5 straight days of talk radio. Well, garbage radio, but still, solid. 8 to midnight, December 3rd. Through December 7th, it's going to be hot.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hello there, everybody. It's your favorite friend and neighbor, Joe Caramello, and you're listening to The Neighborhood Watch. I hope you all had a safe and fun Thanksgiving. I know the Caramello family had a ball like we do every year. And while I really do hope your family did too, I gotta say, you know, not for nothing, cut this silly shit here, because this podcast is not a seasonal greeting card. It's a neighborhood guidebook. A survival kit. And if you follow the advice I'm doling out, years and years worth of neighborhood-related life lessons and experience, you'll do just fine in Pepper Gardens. Stray, and you're gonna be headed for trouble. Now, I'm coming to you like a friend here, okay? Thanksgiving is over. Black Friday, all the sales, the whole goddamn thing is over. And now it's one of the most important times of the year. Time to decorate your house, your mailbox, and your yards. I take this very seriously, and I'm gonna be goddamned if we're gonna have a repeat of what happened with the Hershey's in 1975. Now, don't get me started here. Long story short, I propose that a wreath belongs on the front door of every house. A vote takes place. Joel Hirsch is notably absent from said vote. The motion passes with an astounding majority, and lo and behold, the Hirsch house doesn't have a wreath on the front door, and their cat disappears. Now, you see what kind of bad luck happens to people? You call it superstition, but I wouldn't want a chance. That's why you see a wreath on my front door every year. And a nice one, too. I mean, God, last year's was beautiful. I got it down Home Depot's for like $15. I mean, whether it was luck, or some heroic member of the community, or the eventual unexplained house fire that made the Hirsches see the holiday lights and move the fuck out of Pepper Gardens, the message stays the same. The vote passed, Hirsch! Wreath up! The vote passed! You got me? Well, that's all for me. Thank you for listening to the Neighborhood Watch. And remember, we'll be watching. DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Oh, yes. Welcome back once again to the DJ New Style Show, your Tuesday night miracle. Thank you very much for being a part of what we do here. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com, download some of the old episodes, subscribe to the podcast or whatever the hell it is, iTunes, whatever. Download it. Enjoy it. Tell your friends. 5 days in a row, best in show, Frank. I don't know. I don't think we could do it. I certainly don't think we could do it. Let's see how they do. Starting tomorrow night. Only on HearUsTalk.com. 5 straight days of best in show. It's amazing. It's a ballsy feat. Are you even there, you fuck?
I'm here.
Well, you know, you could reply to me.
I apologize.
What the fuck is going on over there?
I've had some technical difficulties. I apologize. Hold on.
What did you just enter the House of Horrors? What in the fuck is going on in the background over there?
I'm sorry.
You have a little retarded skull on your cam because you refuse to be on camera anymore.
I apologize.
I don't know
what's
wrong with your self-image. You don't want to be on cam anymore.
No, I apologize.
Is it because you think we'll see your lies?
No, I'm on cam when there's no showtime. You see what I'm saying?
That's perfect for a cam-related show.
Yeah.
Why don't you put your stupid Halloween decorations, which are out a month late, on cam when you're not doing the show, and put yourself on during the show.
All right, whatever.
People email me all the time. They complain about this shit. Some of them don't complain. Some of them send some really good feedback, like our buddy Vito. You know, he first found us by listening to Best in Show. He says, I'm such a huge fan of your fucking show. And he said fucking. I didn't add that. That I'm quoting old shows. And no one at work gets the references. For example, he kept saying, oh, Walter Payton, he died, in reference to the annoying kid at the Super Bowl last year. And he's also saying chicken, like C-Rock did in a couple of other clips. And he says he must have muttered, Vonage, nigga, about 5 or 6 times since he got to work that day. That's Vito. He's way into it. Way into it. God, Frank, these people love it, and you don't even show face on the cam. A quick follow-up email, though, to Spandy Man's question time a couple weeks back. Jay Kling asks, why does Spandy Man sound like Tuna Bone? It's really strange, but am I the only one that hears this? Yeah, I think you are. I think the fact that both of them are just swallow pills, like it's like they're fucking Tic Tacs, might clue you into why they sound the same. And finally, a quick feedback from Drew Tyre, one of our listeners from way back, very, very dedicated to the show. He's commenting on my status on Facebook where I became a fan of True Blood. Have you seen True Blood, Frank?
I've never saw it.
Yeah,
that.
Of course. It's new, so you haven't seen it. It's a vampire show on HBO. It's fucking amazing. It's a great show. I wish you would have seen it because then we could talk about it like little faggots wondering what would happen next. However, he comments on me becoming a fan of it by saying, I bet you went and stood in line to watch Twilight with a bunch of teenage girls. And at the time when he wrote that, I figured there'd be no way in hell I'd go watch Twilight. Do you know what Twilight is?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we should never even talk about anything new. We'll talk about slap bracelets and acid wash jeans for the next fucking 300 episodes.
And pop rocks.
Jesus Christ. Fucking parachute pants and Casio pianos.
Was this some type of a girl movie that you went to see or what?
It was, it's a movie based on, I guess, a series of books supposed to romanticize vampires among fucking tweens. It was fucking terrible. Amanda wanted to see it, so we saw it.
Now, who's Amanda?
Amanda's my girlfriend. You know what? You're very inconsistent with this. Is it every break? You're going to ask every time we come back from a break, it's reset. Is that what it is?
I apologize.
Girlfriend's name is Amanda. Jesus. Now, what do you know about vampires and the sunlight? What happens with when a vampire goes in the
sunlight? They die in the sunlight.
They die, right? Not in Twilight.
No.
Apparently, they turn into a fucking diamond-studded disco ball faggots. And the sun just reflects off of them. After this vampire character just puts on a complete display of speed, strength, and agility, he complains that the reason he must stay in a cloudy city is because people will see that he will become bedazzled in the sunlight, and that would point him out as a vampire. If I could fucking murder anybody and be faster than anything, and I was just a little shiny in the sun, what would I give a fuck? It's just, it's a fucking tremendous flaw in the story, and it's obvious that girls do not know what is good. Young girls have no concept of what good entertainment is.
Okay.
I mean, your kids are big fans of Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus.
They are.
They really are. Well, those people, they're fucking produced in a studio, and they go out and perform, and they lip sync.
What's wrong with that?
They're supposed to be these singers, but they go on stage and they lip sync.
Nothing wrong with. I have no problem with lip syncing. I am pro lip syncing. I don't know why people make all this ruckus for lip syncing, and I'll tell you why. I'll explain my reasons. Okay, when you go to a concert, you want to hear the music as it sounds on the album, if you will.
Then why do you?
What better than to see people lip sync it? So you're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting the artist, and you're getting how it sounded on the album. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
No, the best...
Just like the Miley Cyrus song.
The best of both worlds is when the fucking artist can actually pull it off live. That's find the person to be a star. If I wanted to listen to the fucking album, I would just sit at home crying that I've chosen such a poor choice of record to fucking listen to.
I was a big supporter of Milli Vanilli. I did not know why they're crying. Listen to me. This is no joke, New Style. Their Grammy should never have been taken away from them, ever. So what did they lip sync? So what?
You liked Milli Vanilli.
Hey, I was a big fan of Robin Fab, okay? That's their real names.
Who is your favorite one?
Well, I liked Fab, although he did kill himself.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
Now you only have Rob left over. But you got to blame it on something, don't you, Frank?
I blame it on that, yeah.
Oh, yes. This was classic, right?
Damn
I bet
right.
you love the video where they fucking flex their gay muscles. Ah, yes.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you have such a tolerance for
because
lip syncing.
You're getting, like I said, you're getting to see the artist and you're getting to hear them as they sounded at their best when it's on the album. They're at their best when they're on the album, and that's when you get to see them like that. So you're getting the best of two things.
Well,
you're getting chocolate and peanut butter mixed together.
Okay. Well, let's say, for example, that is okay. Let's say it's acceptable that you want to hear the album exactly as it was, and you see the artist. Well, then whenever you fucking tout your fandom of Milli Vanilli, you should be seeing a fucking 60-year-old black soul singer, because the artist on the CD is not the guy you're seeing hopping around with his legs from side to side. And his fucking rope hair dangling.
What difference does that really make?
You gotta blame it on something, though, Frank. Yes. What are you gonna blame it on? Oh, the rain. I always forget. Fucking terrible. But I dare you to turn this off. I dare you to turn this off, Frank. Whatever you do, don't let that CD's player skip on you. Did you ever try to do the Milli Vanilli dance in private?
Only once.
How did it go?
It didn't go too well. I slipped on the carpet.
Wow, that must be impossible to do with sneakers on. You must.
Did you ever play air guitar or tennis racket guitar?
I've never played air guitar. I have never played air guitar. I don't see a reason for someone to go like this. Just go, you know, maybe in the days of the 80s, I guess someone had to do something. But you would grab a mop and pretend.
You know, I want to, just a quick thing, and I don't want to.
Uh-oh. Frank, are you there, buddy?
Yes.
Please repeat what you said. We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes! Yeah.
During the AC/DC concert, Ed McGrath was playing air guitar to AC/DC's back. To AC, I saw him in the corner of my eye. To AC/DC's Back in Black, he was playing air guitar.
Oh my god! Is it a little embarrassing to be playing air guitar?
And that,
and that's mortified. The guy you arrived with.
I was so embarrassed.
Arm in arm. Wow! Did you hold his picking hand or his strumming hand?
Anyway,
terrible.
Okay.
So you tolerate the lip syncing because you think you get
experience
that you pay for.
Exactly.
Awful.
It's sort of like when you go to a concert and you want to hear all the old songs. You know, you don't want to hear the new stuff. So same thing with concept. You want to hear the songs when they're good, not when they're bad.
Yeah.
And a lot of times live albums suck because all you hear is the audience.
Oh, I like a live album.
Well, I'm sorry.
See, I guess we differ, Frank. We're different. You are deathly afraid of disgusting filth, yet you'll eat off of it. And I like decent music. That's how we're incredibly different. I don't know, Frank. You sent me a story, and I don't know anything about this. Apparently, a teenager hung herself?
Actually, the correct... You know, a lot of people say hung, but when somebody does that, it's hanging. You hang yourself. When somebody commits suicide via that method, it's called hanging.
Okay, now use it in the past tense.
No, there is no past tense. It's hang, regardless. Anyway, this is a...
it's hanged! I prefer to say hung, but hanged.
Okay, it's hanged. It's not hung. It's hanged. Now, let me say something to you. This is an interesting news story I saw. This teenage girl hung herself. This teenage girl hanged herself because.
Uh-oh. Because what?
She was dumped by her internet boyfriend.
Okay.
She found some guy on the internet. Never met him. Dumped by him.
So.
She hanged herself.
She killed herself because her fake internet boyfriend.
Well, who said anything about fake?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You can't have a real internet boyfriend.
Well, it was even more than that because the boyfriend ended up being another girl pretending to be a guy. So how do you think them apples?
I think it's awful. And she died for nothing now.
She died for nothing.
These people with the internet drama and the internet, the internet is not your real life. It isn't. It's not. Just live your fucking life. And that's that.
Yes.
You're going to kill yourself because someone dumped you on the internet? You're going to get all fucking bent out of shape because someone on the internet did something wrong to you? Come on. There's something wrong with you. Something fucked up and wrong.
Also, there was a story. Hospital workers at UCLA Medical Center were caught poking around in celebrity hospital files without cause. Now, this is when you're out there in California, you got all those famous people going to this hospital, you know, over there. You get a lot of famous people. And they're in awe by these famous celebrities, and they're rummaging through their files, their medical files, in order to find information on them. And this one woman who was working there for 32 years was selling information about Farrah Fawcett to the Enquirer and was caught. Now you, I know that you're very in awe of celebrities. I know that you are a star fucker.
How am I a star fucker?
Well, let's face it. We all know that we also that picture of you and O.J. Simpson.
So you're saying that you're implying that I fucked O.J.? Do you even know the definition?
You're a star fucker.
Do you know the definition of star fucker?
I know what star. I'm not saying literally. I'm saying figuratively. You're a star fucker. You get off on being near famous people, a.k.a. O.J. Simpson.
Don't get off on it. It's just that you're
Did you take a picture of O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, then.
Okay, so your Facebook videos and photos of Angus Young's withered up old ass. What's that, star fucker? 316-768-4472. I hope he was good to you, you fuck. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? No answer. And did you hear that subtle moan? That's what Frank does when he's trying to jump in and say something.
I don't hear it. I really don't hear it.
Listen close. If you've downloaded this, rewind it a little bit and just listen right after I announce the number. He does it all the time. All the time. Holy shit. I don't know, Frank. People are fucked up. People kill themselves. They're into all fucking kinds of weird things. And the internet is the The internet is the core of it. I love it. God listen, damn, I love the internet.
Speaking of the internet.
But people need Yahoo's, to get over it.
Yahoo's top 10 searches of 2008.
Are you trying to get more techie?
I apologize.
No, I'm asking. I'm very intrigued.
I'm doing my best.
Are you segueing into a tech bit?
Well, I don't know if it's called tech, but it's just an internet search type of thing.
Right, well, you'll improve, I guess.
I apologize. Yahoo top 10 searches of 2008. What do you think? Now, I could tell you I've never searched any of the things that are on here.
I don't remember the last time I've used Yahoo to search, first of all.
There you go.
You do? I bet you use the default, like, whatever search engine comes up when you install a browser.
I use InfoSeek.
I use mama.com. It's amazing.
I use Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, it's ask.com now. Fuck Jeeves. Jeeves is gone. Fuck him in his face.
Jeeves never did anything to anybody.
All right, so what are you going to do? You're going to tell me the top 10 things that people have searched for in 2008?
Very quickly, yes.
Let me take a guess.
Just give me a couple you think will be on there.
Barack Obama.
That was number 3.
Really? Only number 3?
That's what I said.
That's impressive. That's impressive. Now, I think 2008, I don't really think of too many good things. Nothing good happened in 2008. It was a miserable year.
All right.
What good happened this year?
Number 10, American Idol.
Oh, American Idol. Well,
I have never Googled or Yahooed this ever.
You know who types American Idol into a fucking search engine? 60-year-old people who just got their first computer who are never going to use it again in 2 weeks.
Yes.
What's the next one?
Angelina Jolie. I've never even researched her.
I have definitely put Angelina Jolie into a search engine.
Oh, you got problems.
I have definitely typed her.
Number 8.
Well, I got problems. She's got tits. Who's next?
Lindsay Lohan.
Guilty. Again, tits.
Number 7. Something called Naruto, which is some Japanese anime series. I never heard of that. Who cares?
Yeah, I bet you Pristine probably has done
Number 6, Jessica Alba.
Guilty.
Never even heard of her.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Who the hell is she?
Oh my God, Frank. You don't know who Jessica Alba is?
I have never even heard of her before.
You gotta be kidding me.
I swear to God, honestly,
you know what?
No idea
it's funny. Is. How do you explain Jessica Alba to somebody who doesn't know? Oh, yeah. She's got a tremendous ass, and she's very hot. I don't know what she's done in her career.
Is she a musician
or
what?
She is a supposed actress. Oh, yeah. She's been in a show called Dark Angel years and years ago. She was in the fucking.
Is she a good
actress?
I don't
know what she. No, she's garbage. But
then why is she?
She's got a very nice and fine rump. That's why people like her.
Number 5, RuneScape, which is an online gaming site, free online gaming site.
No.
Excuse me.
Never did.
Number 4, Miley Cyrus, aka
guilty.
Whatever. Oh come on, New Style. You've actually looked her up.
Oh, I mean for like Christmas gifts for my niece.
Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. And number 3, obviously, people said it in the room here, Britney Spears. Now,
Wait. How did you say number 2, then number 3, going backwards from 10 to 1?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fucking dope. What's number 1 now?
Number 1 is Britney Spears, yeah.
Yeah, okay, guilty. Everybody in the world has searched
I have never Googled or Yahooed this person in my life. I swear to Christ. What's there to Google or Yahoo? And besides,
first of all, let me correct you here. You can use Google as a verb. Do not use Yahoo as a verb. You don't Yahoo something, okay? Fuck.
Why not? If you can Google something, why can't you Yahoo something?
You look it up on Yahoo.
Listen to me.
Yahoo sucks dicks.
Yahoo was around when fucking Google was still in diapers.
Yeah, and Google fucking is so much better than Yahoo.
I remember the good old days of WebCrawler, Magellan, InfoSeek. What happened to those good days?
Those good days just went flying by. Better things were invented, and a lot more avenues to search for pictures of nipple slips and other various things. You don't. Oh God, I'm sorry. I apologize for being sexy.
Oh boy,
I apologize. I can't help it.
Speaking of celebrities, according to an internet site.
This is you doing prep?
Is there a problem?
Continue, please. The more prep from you, the more I get to complain about bad
things. Top 10 ugliest male celebrities.
Why would you research this?
I apologize.
You're judging the looks of men.
I also have a female version as well, but let's do the men first. Top 10 ugliest male celebrities.
Go ahead.
Okay, give me an ugly celebrity and I'll tell you if it's on there.
Germ Freak. Is he on there?
I don't appreciate that comment.
I'm sorry. Ugly celebrities. Mickey Rourke. I don't know. Ugly dudes.
No. All right, you know what? You're not masculine enough.
Let's just run through the list real quick,
10.
Please. For fuck's sake!
10. John Heder.
Who's he?
He's a fellow from a television show called Napoleon Dynamite.
A television show, right? That was a program that was on?
Yes.
It's a fucking movie.
Oh, a movie. I apologize.
Yes. Jesus
Number
H
nine,
Christ.
I never heard of this guy. John C. Reilly. Don't know who he is.
Well, that's because you haven't seen a movie after 1989, so.
Okay. He has a little bit of a Cro-Magnon face.
Cro-what?
Cro-Magnon face.
You fucking corrected it there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said Cro-Magnon before.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You fucking slip
up. All right,
this
is a guy who was probably a good-looking guy, but he got caught in a bad picture, okay? His name is Nick Nolte. A little thing about Nick Nolte is he was in a movie called 48 Hours, which was the first movie for Eddie Murphy back in 1982. There was another 48 Hours, but roles were reversed. Nick Nolte in the 82 movie got top billing, but Eddie Murphy became more popular than him, and then he got top billing in the sequel. Now, how does that grab you?
Fascinating. Who's next?
There's somebody I don't know of, Pete Doherty. I don't know who that is. I don't care.
Why would you do a list of people you don't
know? Number six,
Elton
John.
You know what? Why don't you do this? Go on a bus tomorrow and just look for ugly dudes on the bus. And just
listen
say,
to me.
Guy with the scarf,
but
never heard of
him
before.
We don't know him.
You don't know him either. What the fuck
number
does
six,
it matter?
A hero of mine, Elton John. Number five, Malcolm McDowell.
Wait, a hero of yours?
Well, he's a very, whatever.
And he takes penises in his butthole.
Who cares?
What do you
so
mean?
So does Ed McGrath. Listen to
me. Oh, Jesus.
Lyle Lovett. Number four, Steve Buscemi. Number three, Marilyn Manson, who I like to call Brian Warner. That's his real name. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Wow, you really got to him, didn't you?
And of course, Michael Jackson. But let's get to the good stuff. Top 10 ugliest celebrities very quickly. Give me a couple.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, now, ugliest celebrities? Is this overall?
Female celebrities.
Oh,
Female. Okay.
Now, this is something that I'll have an opinion on.
Yes.
Because unlike you, I don't really give a shit about people with cocks. So let's do the next one. Ugly female celebrities. Now, are we just talking movie stars or singers or what? Is anybody that's notable?
Yes, well-known people.
Okay. Ugliest. Rosie O'Donnell's got to be on the list.
She is on there.
She is. And you'd still fuck her. I can't believe it.
She's number nine.
I'm going to say that a lot of the celebrities on here are probably going to end up being either lesbians or people that you may think are lesbians. So, like, I'm thinking, like, Ellen.
She's not on there.
Ellen's not on there.
No.
Okay, well, let's go from the bottom here. 10 to 1. Let's go.
All right, number 10 is Camilla Parker Bowles, which is the wife of the prince there.
Oh, God. That fucking old man face.
Yeah.
She's got a goddamn shag carpet for a fucking hair, and
she's got a nice ass, though.
What?
Listen to me. You ever see her in a bikini? Now we got Rosie O'Donnell, number 9. Number 8, Janet Rio. I mean, obviously.
Janet who? Rio? Does she dance on the sand?
Janet Reno. Number 7, Kathy Burke, some English actress. Now, number 6, you told me you were a fan of hers, and don't deny it now. You told me you were always a fan of Rhea Perlman, number 6.
I've never been a fan of Rhea Perlman. Rhea Perlman looks like a fucking reptilian human.
Well, how'd she get Danny DeVito then?
Well, I don't know how she got that catch. Danny DeVito looks like something that fucking clogged a bathtub in the 60s.
Listen, number 5 is Whoopi Goldberg. She is gruesome. She's just awful.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Do people like Whoopi Goldberg? When I say people, I mean like, well, you know. Well, let me just go to it right now. Mike Nice, Whoopi Goldberg. How attractive do you think she is?
Ridiculous.
Oh, man, that's insane. He thinks it's completely ridiculously attractive.
All right, number 4 is Cher.
Eh.
You ever hear her?
I would never find her attractive.
Number 3, somebody never heard of, if it doesn't matter.
But by the way,
Yes.
Rewind it maybe like 10 weeks, something like that. You were awestruck that one of your old high school friends was fucking
yes.
Cher.
I have a friend from high school who is in a relationship with Cher.
And you were completely jealous.
I was not jealous, but this guy...
You wanted to be in his company.
No,
so you could feel that aura of success.
This guy was not necessarily a... He was a derelict, more or less. And I know that's awful to say. But now he's over there banging one of the richest women in the world.
Wow.
Real quickly, number two, somebody that you've always told me you cared for was Sandra Bernhard.
Oh, God. She is easily the most disgusting-looking person. I would say, why
well,
is she only number
Madonna.
Two?
She got Madonna.
Madonna should be on this fucking list. Madonna lately looks like a goddamn skeleton with fucking... With Marky Mark's biceps from 92.
I used to have a poster of her back in 1984.
Yeah. I'm sure you probably still, think back to it. Have you ever masturbated to that poster?
I have never done anything such as that.
Have you ever masturbated with Madonna in your thoughts?
No.
Oh.
Listen,
wow.
Number one.
Frank likes the pointy cone tits.
You ever hear this woman? She's a cat woman. She got all this plastic surgery to look like a cat.
Oh my, I do remember her. She has like the big puffed up fucking lion face.
Yeah. And she's
I
spent
would
almost
so fuck her. I can't. She's the aware, most disgusting thing in the world.
Aren't you in a relationship?
What? What are you talking about? Yeah. How many times are we going to say my fucking girlfriend's name? Seriously.
All right, whatever.
I want you to write it down right now. Get a piece of paper right now and write the words Amanda is Ken's girlfriend. And just put that on your monitor. Whenever I mention my girlfriend, you'll know.
All right. Let me get back to business here. I was in
back
Starbucks.
Back to the top 10 list business.
Okay, go ahead. You're still going on that.
No, go ahead.
I was in Starbucks the other day. Okay?
Let me stop you here.
Now I... go ahead.
I go to Starbucks fairly frequently. You do too. Is it becoming more pissy smelling in there? I get a smell of piss when I'm in Starbucks now.
I get a smell of deliciousness.
Hold on a second. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Yo, what up, son? You already know who that is, yo. That's the signal right there, kid.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure if I know who this person is. Let me just make sure that I have the appropriate identification on my phone line. 1 second, please. I'm running the scanner.
Ladies and gentlemen, New Style presents to you
my God.
The man without a government name, Mr. Mike Nice.
Play it back, nigga.
Chicken, 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 chicken.
Play it back.
Oh, yes, Mike Nice. Welcome back.
That's a proper intro, though. I'm going to need you to remix it like in 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, I understand. What's going on, buddy?
Yo, please don't ever associate me, my fake voice, or my real voice with Whoopi Goldberg ever again, please.
So, do you find her attractive at all?
Who? Whoopi? Yo, I need a chick with eyebrows, sorry.
I see. Okay,
even in her youthful days, you wouldn't find her to be attractive?
What youthful days? 1920?
Is there a black woman that is just fucking hideous that is loved in the black community? Sexually.
Yeah. Either Esther Roll or Nell Carter.
Nell Carter was never desired sexually.
Yes, she was, dog. She was looking good on what show was that? Give me a break? No,
give me a break.
Back then.
Oh, man. Yeah, and then the diabetes finally won that that battle.
Yeah, too much buttermilk fried chicken. What are you going to do?
So, what is truly good, Mike Nice?
No, son, I'm just chilling. Nah, I mean, I just happen to be on the Pal Teasy. You know what I'm saying? I hit you up on the Twitter page, but niggas not responding to my tweets now. I get it. But, you know, other than that, you know, it is what it is, though.
I went on Twitter, and I see that you added me as a contact on Twitter. And my name on there is DJ New Style, obviously. It's my name, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so I see you on there, and you can set your background to be whatever. It's just a fucking picture of you laying on a bed. Dude, no offense, but wow. I feel a little gay checking to see what you're up to with a picture of you laying in a fucking bed as the background.
Well, hold up. First of all, that was a futon. You know what I'm saying? It was a day bed, okay? It was a day bed.
I don't care if it's a fucking mid-afternoon sofa.
Second of all, I was doing the One Night Willie Jim Jones, aka Dipset Harlem. You already know Purple City Gang signal. Right. Second of all, that's the second point. And the third point is I just changed the shit again today. So there's some ungate shit up there now. If you feel interested in checking that shit out,
Mike Nice. If I could just ask you a quick question, who would you rather bang, Harriet Tubman or Rosa Parks?
What
the?
That is way out of line.
February? Yo, you are so lucky it's not Black History Month. Save that question for 2 months from now.
Yeah, but, I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
Because honestly.
No, but I bang Cher, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I have her, you know, I'm coming in the auto-tune voice. You know, like the whole T-Pain. Yeah, so now Cher could get it for like 60, though. Now, she could get it. Like, I don't care who on Pal Talk is laughing at me right now. But now Cher could get it at 60, though.
Now let me ask you something. Someone in the in one of the chat rooms asked, "Is Mariah Carey now black or white? What's the deal with Mariah Carey? She started off. Everybody's like, oh, she's whitish.
Nah, she's been black, but she's claimed being white. But now that she's done married fucking Nick Cannon, that bitch is a nigger.
Whoa, easy. God, there are real black people out there who'd be offended to hear you say that."
Son, she married Nick Cannon. Nick fucking Cannon.
Well, maybe she liked Wildin' Out.
Yeah, fuck Nick Cannon.
Maybe she liked Drumline. Have you ever seen it?
Or Short Circuits or The Underclassmen?
Nick Cannon is the worst. The worst.
No, son, that bitch is black. I don't care what. Yo, so she acting black now, too. Like, come on.
How could you have a successful career doing a poor urban version of vaudeville as a fucking 25-year-old? The guy does impressions and dresses up in costumes on stage and does a fucking funny voice. And this is just roll in the aisles fucking laughter from his audience. So you know what, Mike Nice? I'm going to make you answer for the sins committed by Nick Cannon right now. What do you have to say for yourself?
Wait, what?
You're answering for all the wrong that has come from Nick Cannon. I demand an apology.
Fuck all that shit, nigga. I mean, I can't knock him, though. He getting money, though, nigga. He getting mad dollars.
How much would it? How much money would it take for you to have sex?
For what?
To have sex
Harry?
With Nick Cannon.
You mean have sex indirectly with Nick Cannon via his slutty-ass wife?
Yeah.
Not enough money in the world, dog.
Thank you very much, Mike Nice. I appreciate it. You have anything going on you want to talk about or no?
Yeah, just don't fucking mention my name and Whoopi Goldberg ever again.
You
That's
got
all
it.
I'm saying, my nigga. I holla one.
Mike Nice.
Oh, what?
Just want to just ask you one more thing.
Yeah, hurry up.
Yeah, Sojourner Truth or Maya Angelou, who'd you fuck?
Sojourner.
You can throw
I'm out.
You can throw in Cicely Tyson in there too if you want. Oh, didn't
Thank
spice
you.
It up for him. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show, and they've hung up. Oh well, Mike Nice. You know what are you gonna do? We were talking about Starbucks.
Yes,
and then Mike Nice called in to put a stop to that because it is the White Devil. Starbucks has been smelling really fucking pissy lately, to the point where I can't do anything but pick up this call. 316-768-4472. How's it going? You're on with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, it's Barb. I'm upset that Mike Nice hung up.
He hung. He was. You were on with him, and he hung up. Apparently,
that's a coincidence. He would hang up when he knows that I'm going to call in and talk about how motherfucker would come on Pal Talk, and we would turn on his cam, and he had
get Mike Nice back on the line.
He had Mariah Carey posters on his fucking wall.
So wait,
and Mariah Carey's background on his computer.
Wait, are you saying that he had posters of her?
Fuck yes, he had CD inserts.
And when was this?
At least a year ago.
And let's not forget Hearts and Stars.
Star overlays. I am not lying.
So wait, what does that mean, a heart and star overlay?
Well, on Pal Talk, you can go on cam, and you can have other people see you, what you're doing. And for some reason, Mike Nice thought it was a good idea to put up an overlay, which is like a little decoration you can put on your cam so it looks like, you know, you're in jail or you're running away from a dog. But he put heart, star, and bubbles.
Barb, I'm sorry. I can't even pay attention because Sheepy just typed about 25 times in the chat room, Spandy Boner. And it's instinctive. You click on his camera. Spandy's in his fucking wetsuit. He has an erection.
Oh boy.
Basically.
Can you hear us?
He's listening.
Spandy.
He's listening to you.
Spandy, what are you doing?
I think he might be trying to call in. He has a hard on.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Holy Christ almighty.
Christ. Oh. Heart stars and bubbles on Mike Nice Cam, now Spandy's cock.
Now, Barb, maybe take him in a PM. Help him out a little. Spandy. He's all cooped up and shrink-wrapped, for Christ's sakes. Maybe you can help him get off.
he is shrinked up, man.
Some magic. Maybe I can get something done. Let's see.
Holy, it's fucking...
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Well, all right, well, I just wanted to call
thank
Mike
you,
Nice.
Thank you for calling Mike Nice out on his infatuation with all things starry
no
and glittery. Thank you very much.
Mariah Carey.
That's startling. Someone from the streets liking Mariah Carey and coming off popping burners and all that. So Spandy really needs some help. I mean, I thought that painkillers were supposed to prevent that. What the fuck is going on here? It's just a fucking mess. Just a fucking mess.
Oh, boy.
It's perverse, Frank. It's bizarre. Maybe it's just something he's into. He has this thing where he wears spandex. What are some other disgusting or just weird sexual things that people are into? Do you have a list of these by any chance?
I do.
Oh, wow. This is amazing.
According to a famous website,
really?
Top 10 Bizarre Fetishes.
A famous website?
Top 10 Bizarre Fetishes.
From what is a famous website?
It's a website that has this kind of stuff.
Oh, I see. So the top 10 fetishes, do you want to just go through them? Why don't you just
mention?
We'll
go through them very briefly, and because there's one that you have. And
you're claiming I'm on this list?
You have one of these bizarre sexual fetishes.
All right, we'll go through it, and I'm going to try and guess which one you think I have.
Now, something called omorashi, which is a fetish of being aroused by having a full bladder. Now, I guess perhaps...
Well, now, does that mean you get a hard-on when you have a full bladder? Because that happens. I mean,
well,
you get a piss hard-on.
Typically, climax will coincide with the moment of relief.
Yeah, I've never enjoyed a piss so much that I've ejaculated. That's never happened to me. And I don't know why you would... That can't be the one that you think I have. I mean, fucking bizarre.
Okay. Number 9, necrophilia. And you're aware of that, aren't you?
Yeah. Do you honestly think I'd want to fuck the dead? No. That can't be the one.
Okay. Clismophilia, which is sexual gratification from enemas.
No, I've never had an enema. I'm going to say that this isn't the one that I had. And they fill their assholes up with water and they get off?
Something like that. All I know is my mother used to have a fucking water bottle in the shower.
Uh-oh. Your mom has clismophilia or whatever.
No.
Your mom's a clismophiliac.
She's an old person.
Yeah, and old people love the clismophilia, I'll tell you that.
She had a goddamn water bottle in her goddamn shower.
If there are two things that old people love, it's one, big band music, and two, clismophilia.
All right, this is something that's kind of weird. It's a crush fetish where you have you get off by crushing like small animals or insects to death.
That's fucking disgusting. People actually get off from stepping on it, or is it they watch it happen?
They watch it happen. Now, think about it. When you're a kid and you see a bug or something on the ground, you feel a lot of like you feel like proud of yourself for just squishing the ant or something under your foot, don't you? You feel like you've accomplished something. Have you ever felt that way?
Well, yeah, but I've also felt like I've accomplished something when I've passed the test and I've never ejaculated on my A paper. I mean, I don't understand. Like, are you trying to derive sexual excitement from pride? I mean, where are you going with this?
I'm not the one who discovered it, okay? I'm just telling you what's going on. All right, number 6, coprophilia. Coprophilia is a sexual pleasure derived from feces.
Feces. No, I'm definitely not into scat or anything like that.
Okay. This is people who enjoy taking photographs of their excrement. and showing
excuse me? That is not the fucking thing.
People who enjoy taking photographs of the next human and showing it to others, you suffer from this. You suffered from this for years.
What is it called?
Now face it.
I'm going to look at what is it called?
Coprophilia.
Okay.
You enjoy showing people your feces. You've done it on cam and here before.
Sexual pleasure derived from feces. That is not fucking taking a picture of a dump and showing to people.
But you're getting pleasure deriving it from your feces.
The fetish can involve defecating on a partner, which is called the human toilet. This frequently includes defecating in the mouth of the other person. You tell me how taking a picture of an impressive shit can even be remotely related to this.
You get off by showing people your excrement, true or false?
I don't get off on it. It's almost like, are you saying that a new mother gets off on showing her kid to people?
You feel a sense of pride.
I feel pride, yes. I feel pride. I don't get off on it.
Well,
there's a big difference. You link pride with fucking getting off. I don't understand.
No.
What is that connection with you?
You know what?
Do you feel proud when you ejaculate? Like you've done something? I mean, like, what's the connection between
I'm
pride? You're ashamed. Just sitting there withering.
I'm ashamed. I do not like the refractory period. Let's just put it that way.
Jesus H. Christ.
Number five.
Yeah.
Blood fetish.
I think you have that. And you mask it with your obviously fake germophobia. I mean, you just told us today that you ate stuffing out of the ground.
It was on top of a pile.
I think that you have a blood fetish, and you're covering it up by calling yourself a germaphobe because it's weird to be turned on by blood.
Emetophilia. A fetish involves watching other people vomit. Now, do you enjoy watching your girlfriend vomit? Have you ever seen her vomit?
Maybe once. No, I don't enjoy it. It's disgusting.
Have you ever caught a whiff of it?
Yes.
Okay, it's awful.
It's disgusting.
It's god awful.
No.
I don't
have any weird fetishes. I mean, there are slightly off things that I might maybe enjoy. Maybe like a fucked up nose on a girl. I don't know why, but I like a fucked up nose. I can never be turned on by fucking the dead or shitting into a mouth, although it would be hilarious.
Does your girlfriend have a fucked up nose?
No, she doesn't. But I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. I find her to be very attractive and I love her very much. But the thing is,
okay, don't get corny on us for Christ's sake.
Oh fuck you! Just because I'm not commanding her to
fucking faggot.
Oh, you're calling me a faggot because I'm professing love for a woman? What the fuck?
Listen to me. Number three, urolognia. Sexual pleasure from urinating or watching others urinate.
No, I don't have that. I like to pee on things because it's funny.
But the other day, my piss actually burned my eyes. I pissed. my pee was so rancid. It was so rancid and poisonous that my eyes burned. It was not a good experience.
You didn't piss in your eyes. How the fuck do you get it in your eyes?
No.
The fumes?
I could smell the piss as it was coming out of my urethra, and it smelled so bad that I put my face near the toilet and my eyes started burning.
Why would you put your face next to the toilet?
Because I wanted it. Sometimes I enjoy the smell of it. Like after you have Starbucks, you enjoy the smell of your, because it smells like a nice, delicious treat. After you pee. Listen to me. This is not enough fun and games here, New Style. After you pee, after drinking Starbucks, your pee smells like a nice, mild morning blend. And I like to smell it afterwards because I get a second treat. It's like I'm getting a second cup.
You put your face next to the bowl?
I don't put it. I put it like I hover my face over the bowl in order to smell the aroma of the urine.
You fucking sniff. Holy shit.
Okay.
It's interesting to catch a waft of something that's going into the bowl. Like if you're pissing and you have eaten or drank coffee and it smells like sugar smacks or something like that coming back at the bowl. That's interesting. You've eaten asparagus. It smells awful. That's interesting. I would never put my fucking face into the middle of the ring, like I'm about to, like I'm going behind one of those novelty, hey, take a look at me, I'm Santa Claus, fucking picture things. That's fucking ridiculous.
Well, whatever.
Why do you do it?
I told you, I like, there's, my urine smells from two things that I consume. My urine will smell like that. Number one is Starbucks coffee, Starbucks espresso. My urine smells like Starbucks espresso after I urinate. Number two, if I have a chicken salad sandwich, my urine will smell like a chicken salad sandwich.
How does it smell when you eat a burrito?
I've never smelled it before.
Mo, you might be doing that soon. Hold on. Excuse me. Again, I'm sorry. Finish the list.
Number two, teratophilia, which is getting turned on by people with deformities. And I think you have that because you like women with fucked up noses. So you have that. So you
that's
have
not
two
really
of these
a
so
deformity.
Far.
I mean, I'm not talking about a nose that spans the width of a face. I'm talking about like maybe Ashley Simpson. Someone with a fucked up little bridge or something like that.
And this is something I know you're aware of because you've discussed it with me before. Furry fandom.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. Don't you dare try and fucking pigeonhole me like I'm dressing up.
Well, you told
like
me you used to volunteer.
Pumbaa.
You told me you volunteered to get dressed up as the Easter Bunny. You told me you volunteered.
I never did that. By the way, you were the one who actually did.
All right, moving on. What was your next topic?
No. Did you or did you not wear the Easter Bunny costume?
I did.
You're a furry. You are a fucking furry, you son of a bitch, deviant motherfucker. Did you have a little Spandy Man hard-on in that fucking suit?
I did not have anything of the such, and I'm embarrassed
Holy
that you would say
shit.
Such a thing.
That's fucking disgusting and disturbing. And what I was saying really quick, just a quick notice, Frank, we've been challenged. We've been challenged by a show called The Awful Hour. Go to awfulhour.com, or is it The Awful Hour? Holy shit, I'm completely embarrassed. I think it's The Awful Hour. Yeah, it's theawfulhour.com. They've challenged us to a burrito contest. Contest, challenge, I don't know what the fuck it is. I just know that listening, they want us to back up Chipotle, which is easily the best burrito. And they've said that Qdoba or Qdoba, whatever, is better. And Best in Show says Moe's is the best. I can't fucking get down with that. I know Chipotle is the better burrito. And you know it too. Chipotle is the best burrito.
Wasn't there a video that was done about somebody eating Chipotle?
Yeah, maybe you go to frankandbarb.com, check the video out. You were shoving a burrito into your face. You were loving it. You love Chipotle and I love Chipotle. So we're on that team. We're on that side of it. When was the last time you've eaten Chipotle?
A couple months ago. And I was not happy with it.
Fucking fantastic. What?
I was not happy with it. I'll just put it that
way.
No.
Now. Explain it. Why weren't you happy with it?
The people were not happy making my food, and I didn't feel that they gave me the proper gratification.
Well, no. What was wrong with your food? I don't understand.
It just... Listen. The beans were very watery.
I know exactly what you mean. Now, let me ask you something, not to be racist, but I know that the Chipotle we went to first had an all-Spanish staff. What was the ethnic makeup of the staff, the majority of the staff at the one that you went to this last time where you were dissatisfied?
You can't ask me such a question. I just know that I was in Newark. That's all I can say.
So definitely not a Spanish crew.
I don't know. It was.
I'm well versed in Chipotle. And let me just tell you, when you have the assembly line of Spaniards, it's fucking delicious. However, there are times when you don't have that, and there are people who care less about making your food right. For example, they'll say such things as, I don't give a fuck. This motherfucker got watery ass beans. He trying to tell me he got black bean water in his burrito. Mm-hmm. What you want, guacamole? $1.75? When you get that, they do not give a fuck. Gallons of black bean juice will be thrown in there, and you'll have a fucking see-through lump of shit that's going to give you an upset stomach. When the Spaniards do it, heavenly. Delightful. He come at me like he got black bean juice in his shit. Terrible. Absolutely awful. When they don't cook it with love, you're going to have an unloved burrito. Now, Frank, I want to thank you for being a part of this tonight.
I want to thank you.
Why?
I don't know. I want to thank Ruth Ann. I want to thank Barb and who else called?
I want to thank Spandy Man's Erection for ruining everything. Thank you very much for listening to the DJ New Style Show. Be sure to tune in every week, Tuesday, 9 to 11, live on HearUsTalk.com. Starting tomorrow night, Wednesday, 5 days in a row, Best in Show. Continue to go to HearUsTalk.com or download their shows at BestinShowRadio.com. Check out TheAwfulHour.com. Now, Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
But this is us! Yeah, no, shut up. Good night, everybody.
Nah, I'm good, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!